Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's Thursday, so where did Wednesday's episode go? Well, this time I didn't forget. But I've got hay fever. I have not only hay fever, I also have asthma. Maybe you can tell from the way my breath sounds. So I thought yesterday, let's wait and see if I sound any better tomorrow. And if I do, I'll record tomorrow. I don't. I think I sound a bit worse. So I probably should have recorded the podcast yesterday. So, yeah, I usually get hay fever around this time of year. I think, to be honest, I seem to just get it when the weather's good. I don't think it matters if it's like spring or summer or anything. I can get hay fever whenever. But when I get hay fever a lot, it seems to affect my asthma, which is like a condition where sometimes something like triggers it and it becomes like a bit hard to breathe. But like, I almost never get this. Like, I can go for years and never get any asthma. But then something can happen and it triggers it, like hay fever. Can be quite strong. When it's quite strong hay fever, I used to seem to get asthma. Something to do with coughing a lot, I think. Or sometimes if I laugh. Sometimes if I really, really laugh too much, then I get asthma. It's really weird. But anyway, I currently don't have any medication for it because all of the medication I have just expires because I don't use it enough. So I go, I order some, I never use any of it, and then it's out of date. So that's why you can hear my strange voice today, and there's nothing I can do about it, sorry. Anyway, it might have been a good thing that I couldn't do the recording yesterday because I've just had a request come in like 2 hours ago from Iris in Mexico. So now I can talk about that for this episode. So this is probably going to be like the fastest ever response I've done to anyone's request. But Iris would like to know if Korean culture has had any impact on the UK and says that it has been having an influence in her country, Mexico, in the style of like clothing and haircuts. I wonder if it's had an effect on makeup too. So to answer your question, I think it has had an effect on some things in the UK, but I don't think it's had much of an effect. I think it's had a tiny effect. I could be wrong. I might not be the best person to ask. I did ask my sister as well a question, so I'll talk about that later, just to get her opinion about it. But anyway, one thing I did notice, like the first thing, okay, the first thing I noticed, like the first influence from Korea I noticed was related to makeup. So it became popular thanks to, I think, thanks to, you know, like Instagram and social media and stuff, like Korean face products, makeup products and that kind of stuff. Usually like cleansing products became popular. And I remember my sister would order some. And I guess I remember she had this book as well. There's this book about that she had about Korean makeup type stuff or cleansing products or something. So yeah, I guess that was reasonably popular, but again, it's just a small amount of people who do this. Most people would just buy stuff from shops in England or English stuff. So I think it's a small percentage. It's probably like young people only who bother with that kind of thing. Then the next thing I noticed, which I thought was quite interesting when it happened, although I think it's died now, I don't think there's any more of it. There was that Korean, is it like a boy pop band thing? What do they call them? We used to have lots of them in England years ago. It's not fashionable anymore. Like girl groups, boy groups. I think we used to call them boy bands. Like Take That and Westlife and I don't know, there's been loads of them. Actually, I suppose One Direction are as well, but I don't know, maybe to I didn't think they seemed as big as like the boy bands used to be like back in the 90s, but maybe it's just because I'm older now and I sort of experience it differently to when I was a kid. But anyway, that Korean boy band BTS had a song, I think it was called Dynamite, and it was very popular in the UK. So I thought, well, that's interesting. Like, because I've said this before in a previous episode, we don't have music from other countries in our like music charts. Nobody listens to anything that's not in English. That's not true. Wait. Okay, so we have music from like Australia, that's fine. Music from America, that's fine because it's in English. And sometimes like we have music from Europe, and this is really, really, really rare if it's in English and nobody knows. So like there was a band called some like the Rasmus or something, and nobody knew that they were not English, you know, not from an English speaking country. And it was like, did you know they're not from an English speaking country? It's like, no. And it was a shock to find out because they sounded so English. Anyway, so I thought, this is really interesting. There's some K-pop becoming popular in the UK. And I listened to the song, and none of it's in Korean at all, at least from memory. I think it's all just in English. And then I later found out that the song was written in London by two British people. And I thought, well, that's not even K-pop, you know? If it's not, if it doesn't come out of Korea, if it was written in the UK, that's not K-pop. So I feel like it was just, you know, everyone was just cheated. We were just told it was K-pop. It was all a lie. And really, it's just Western music. If it's created in London by two British people, it's just Western music. So, yeah, I feel like.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I feel like it didn't really, like K-pop came here a bit. And some people thought, ooh, I haven't heard this before, and started listening to it. But then it just, as quickly as it came, it went away. If I listen to like chart type music, you know, popular music, there's no K-pop at all in the charts. It's all gone. It came, it went. No BTS. The closest we have to K-pop is not... It's just like somebody, like some British artist featuring a Korean artist in one of their songs. That's it. So yeah, I don't think, you know... I don't think K-pop's had a big effect on the UK at all. No one really cares about it anymore. And then what else? Like clothes. I'm not the best person to ask about clothes because I think I could be wrong. I don't think there's been a big effect on clothing, on what people wear in the UK. I don't think there's been a big influence from Korea. I certainly don't know any of my friends wearing anything Korean related. But I did ask my sister this morning, and she said she did think there had been an effect, you know, some influence from Korea on certain clothes. And she said, if you go to London, you can see people wearing these floaty dresses. I'm not sure what a floaty dress is. I think like maybe a very lightweight material, like quite loose or something. But she said, if you go to London, so that means that it's only, you know, it's something she hasn't seen in this area. It's just in the sort of, like, I don't know, fashionable areas of London, maybe. So, again, I'm going to say no. It's not really had a big effect. Not, maybe, like, okay, maybe some small part of London. But then again, I'm sure you can find people in London who wear all kinds of fashions if you look, not just Korean. You know, you can probably find someone who's some people who are wearing like, I don't know, Japanese fashions or something, who knows. So I don't know, maybe a little. I'm gonna say it's had a little effect on the music, it's had a little effect on like makeup type stuff, it's had a little effect on clothing, but not a big effect. And I think most people in the UK don't know anything about Korean culture. Oh, wait, there's one more thing, isn't there? Yeah. Squid Game on Netflix. That was Korean. Lots of people watched that. And that was the only thing Korean that they watched since that, I should imagine. I don't think anyone suddenly, like, opened some door to all of, like, loads of, like, Korean drama or something. Maybe for some people they watched Squid Game and then thought, I like that, I'll go and watch what else, you know, other things, other Korean dramas and stuff. I didn't. I watched almost all of the first episode of that program and thought, this really isn't something I would like to watch, and the story was boring for me. I've seen stuff like that in anime before, so maybe that's why it's boring. Maybe if you've never seen that kind of thing, like a survival type thing, maybe it's interesting for you, but not for me, sadly. Anyway, that is it for today's episode. I once again apologize for the weird noises I keep making every time I breathe in. It like that. It is very hard to talk at the moment, but I'm doing my best, so my apologies. Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.